In this episode of Standard Bank Corporate and Investment Banking's podcast series, we speak to Brendan Dupree, Group Head of Supply Chain and Working Capital Finance. Brendan is also Head of Trade Core Markets. Thanks, Brendan, for joining us. To kickstart our conversation, please tell us, what is supply chain finance in a nutshell?
Thank you. Supply chain finance can be seen as financing and risk mitigation solutions to optimize the management of working capital and liquidity invested in the supply chain processes and transactions of a client and client's ecosystem.
Thanks for painting that picture for us, Brendan. Is supply chain finance solutions appropriate for Africa?
We have seen a clear upwards trend in the ask and the need for SAF risk mitigation solutions from an Africa perspective. This is driven by a need to secure and support the value chain, resulting in minimal disruption. Although this trend is in large driven by global multinational companies operating across Africa, we are seeing these needs coming more from local African corporates as well. In Africa, these type of solutions have become more critical in not just ensuring continuation of supply, but also creating an avenue in supporting under pressure cash flows and guaranteeing accelerated cash flow when required, and even more so during COVID, and especially in periods of hard lockdowns.
Is industry guidance and standards under supply chain finance important?
Yes, the key guiding principles and standards of these solutions should be followed. We have seen in the recent past that moving beyond the boundaries can have far-reaching negative effect to the entire value chain.
I'm learning a lot today, and I hope that you listening into this conversation are as well. So, Brendan, what supply chain finance solutions are you seeing being in demand and why?
We have experienced an increased ask and need for supplier finance. Buyers are wanting to ensure sustainability of this supply chain and provide much needed liquidity support to their supply chain ecosystems. From a banking perspective, risk factors such as fraud and credit risk are driving the support for supplier finance.
Digital acceleration seems to be transformative in almost every industry and sector globally and here in Africa. What are your observations in the SAF space? Is there a shift from paper to digital communication with clients?
From our perspective, we are seeing more collaborative model evolving, i.e. bank and SAF specialists, fintech collaborate to bring added value in support of client ecosystems. In the times we find ourselves in, it is even more pronounced. As the wider industry moves to a more digital means of executing commerce, digital will become the way of life. In the context of SAF, digital data exchange is already embedded as part of the solution set, with one caveat being the consideration around regulatory requirements where certain underlying document sets may still be required, especially in cross-border transactions, whilst specific SAF local market solutions are totally driven digitally.
And what about new tech? Is it being scaled in support of supply chain finance solution structures?
I would say that new tech is not yet commercialized at scale. We have seen an increase in POCs and also that governments are more supportive and have high on their respective agendas to drive digital innovation in their respective markets.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Brendan. Before I let you go, is there anything that you'd like to leave us with?
Standard Bank prides itself as an adopter of global SAF technique standards as directed through the International Chamber of Commerce. And we are actively and with advocacy involved in multiple global industry-leading working groups as it relates to SAF. With the digital evolution in trade and more so in the SAF space, we have established purpose-led collaboration with leading SAF fintech service providers to further complement our SAF business. These collaborations have and will continue to assist us in deepening our support to our clients and their respective ecosystems. We believe that SAF will support Africa's growth and our clients' ambitions in Africa.
Standard Bank. It can be. Standard Bank is an authorized financial services and registered credit provider.